on.
Yeah. So this will be a approximately 43-acre solar farm. It's a 5-megawatt project, and this one's located just north of Viola. So this will be solar panels kind of across the project area, spaced out, and the power output will be connected to the local Ameren grid on the distribution level, and local Ameren customers can subscribe to the power, subscribe to the community solar farm, typically for a discount on your electric bill. So we are looking to move forward after this conditional use permit approval tonight, a final step at the county board. And then in terms of, you mentioned decommissioning, so the project will have guarantees of decommissioning. So after the project lifetime, everything will be completely removed, can be returned back to farm ground by our landowners, by the family. We'll also have a bond in place with the county to assure that decommissioning. And then finally, there's pretty significant property tax benefits to the community based on the installation of this solar farm. So we're very excited to be working in Mercer County and looking forward to moving the project forward.
And then as far as kind of quantifying the power that is generated, I think you gave some numbers of what it would supply. Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. So this is going to be a 5-megawatt project, and in terms of kind of annual power output, we anticipate it could provide electricity to around 1,100 homes annually.
In the geographic location, you said north of Viola off 67, right? Is it 43 acres is the scope of the project?
Yeah, kind of the maximum project footprint, or kind of the maximum of our fence line, yeah. Yeah, so Cultivate Power, we're a community scale solar project developer. We work in a few states across the U.S., mainly in Illinois. And we are, like I mentioned, at that community scale size. So typically in the 5-megawatt to 10-megawatt range, in Illinois up to 5 megawatts. And
So is there other projects on the drawing board in Illinois or in the vicinity? There's one in Viola here, of course, we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, so we are working across the state, both in the Ameren and ComEd territories. Recently had a project approved in Spring Valley, Illinois. Hoping to continue development of other projects across the state.
Sure. And I know how the big pollinator habitat is a big issue. Mm-hmm. So you're taking this out of traditional maybe corn and soybean operation, but did I hear you mention, the buffer or the support of the solar panel farm would involve a pollinator basically planted around it?
So we don't have an exact vegetation plan, but the project will be seeded with local grasses, and we're exploring the opportunity for that to be pollinator friendly grasses and working with a vegetation team to kind of figure out what that might look like.
Well, and then the other thing I didn't realize, that as part of the decommissioning thing, sounds pretty stringent to me, that if you don't follow through.
Right, yeah. So there is a significant security in place that the project won't fall through or be abandoned based on that bond that we'll have with the county. And then beyond that, there's significant incentive for us to do that decommissioning based on the salvage and recyclable value of the equipment and materials.
And then I guess the last thing, timeline for the project. So you get approval at zoning board, guys go to county board, it looks like it won approval. Then what happened?
Yeah, so there's a lot of other development milestones that we have to go through, including completing our study process that's already underway with Ameren, including environmental approvals. The list goes on. So we anticipate, hopefully that kind of end or fall of 2023, that we could kind of be kicking off construction on the project.
And then how long would it take to finish?
Typically it's a 12 to 16 week construction period.